And
Muted.
I think you're muted.
I'm not now, am I? Can you hear me? Good.
Yes, you're good.
Thank you so much. Well, first of all, I'm thrilled to be here with you, but that's not to say that I'm not always with you. I mean, every Thursday rolls around and I remember all the Thursdays we've spent together and all the after classes, ice creams and gatherings. And so it's with me always, and I always feel connected to the group, even though I may not be attending. I'm attending in heart, and I want to really thank you for inviting me to be with you this evening and to share some thoughts. And the elements are so alive, and they're very alive here, and they're very immediate here in Florida and on the beach, and even here where we have warm weather year round, we see subtle changes occur. So we also have seasons, and being outside so much has put me so much in contact with that. So I really wanted to talk about that because we're watching the sun start to creep back around the building. So we'll be getting these magnificent sunrises and sunsets, and we're waiting that moment. It's just starting to move for us, and we're quite excited to see it appear again. So I wanted to make my little section the turning of the seasons and the turning of the breath. And I wanted to read a few, well, first of all, before I get into the reading, I again wanted to reflect on this time of season. And I think the last zikr you titled Late Summer Zikr, and it was kind of goodbye to summer. So now I think we're welcoming autumn, and it's a beautiful time of year. And we see many changes starting to occur. And if we're really tuned to that, we feel that within our own body. The sap starts to recede, and we start to go more inward as the light dims with the daylight hours. So everything again is dancing and swirling. Pretty soon we'll be filled with color in our world from autumn. And this, I think, happens with every and everywhere. I mean, I notice it's happening here. In our place where we live, we have a lot of friends that are of the Jewish faith. In fact, when I leave every morning to walk the dog before sunrise, there's a rabbi that's leaving to go to a nearby synagogue, and he's very active this time of year. So we know that our friends in the Jewish faith have just celebrated their new year, and now they're on today and tomorrow. Last night, today, the observance of Yom Kippur. And I've asked some of my friends, I have a good friend, his name's Jack, he's 94 years old, and we swim together every day. And so I said, how are you celebrating it? He said, oh, well, we just try to remember to be good and kind. And I said to them, remembering the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And he said, that's it, that's exactly it. So we're just all trying to be mindful in this place, and it's good to tune to those special holidays. I really want to tune us into our breath. And there's a beautiful quote by Murshid, and this is from some supplemental papers. And I don't know that they're always available, but this says, breath is what connects us to God, and the breath connects us with all of manifestation. So we connect with each other, we connect with our elemental world, we connect with the cosmos. And from the mysticism sound, Murshid's on nature's music, and he says this: when we pay attention to nature's music, we find that everything on earth contributes to its harmony. The trees joyously wave their branches in rhythm to the wind and the sound of the sea. The murmuring of the breeze, the whistling of the wind through the rocks and the hills and the mountains, and the flash of lightning and the crash of thunder, the harmony of the sun and the moon, the movements of the stars and the planets, the blossoming and blooming of a flower and the fading of a leaf, the regular alteration of morning, evening, noon, and night, all revealed to the seer the music of nature. they all reveal to the seer the music of nature. And of course, we're reminded of the 10 Sufi thoughts. One of them is about the holy manuscript of nature, the only book that can enlighten the reader truly by observing deep contemplation and observation. Again, from the mysticism of sound. The existence of land and water, Murshid says, the land for the water and the water for the land, the attraction of the heavens and the earth, all demonstrate a universal harmony. The attraction of the sun to the moon to each other, the cosmic order of stars and planets, all connected and related with each other. Moving, working under a certain law, the regular rotation of seasons, the night following day, and the day in its turn, giving place to the night. The dependence, or we could say interdependence, of one being on another, the distinctiveness, the attraction, the assimilation of the five elements all prove a universal harmony. And from the healing papers, this is on the spirit in flesh and our physical constitution, Murshid teaches. Those five elements, or these five elements of earth, water, fire, air, and ether, as spoken of by the mystics, do not only compose germs, this is important in our COVID time, but also can destroy them. If one only knew how one could make use of the five elements to purify one's body with them, and also one's mind. As there is a need for sun and water for plants to grow, so a person, there is the need of the five elements for the person to keep in perfect health. And we know we've been given the most precious gift of these breaths. Each one of us on this Sufi path, we've been asked, I hope early on, I know I was, anyone guided by Murshid Avira was, asked to take up this practice as a daily practice. One that we do no matter how long we've been on the path. We participate this in union and in support of each other every single day. Remember that. When you take up that practice, think of all of your brothers and sisters and friends worldwide. And think of all those that don't have the luxury of a few moments of quietude to do the practice. And what a great privilege it is that we have that time and we have the safety of our homes and security. This is such a great gift. Don't waste it for a moment. Take up the practice. And I want to mix something else in here because you know that I've studied Tibetan Buddhism and there is a letter, a very special letter in Tibetan Buddhism. I'm going to share that with you in a moment. The sound is hung, H-U-N-G, hung. It might sound familiar to you because we say that word at the end of our prayer, Om Mani Padme Hung. Om Mani Padme Hung. Now, what's special about this letter? This letter, and shall I share it with you? I'm going to show it. I'm going to go off screen. I hope this will work. Let's see. I'm experimenting here. I'm going to share my screen and see if I can call up that letter for you. Let's see. Let's see if this works. Can you see it?
Yes.
This is the letter Hung. And why is this letter so important? Those of you that have ever looked at Tanka by Chen Rizik, you know he's holding this jewel in his hand as he's in prayerful pose. And where is that jewel? That jewel is at the heart, right? So there's many interpretations of that, but Hung is very particularly important because that is the seed syllable for the heart. And Murshid gives great emphasis on engaging the heart in all of our spiritual practices. So let me just say a few words about Hung. It's considered the unity of all things that can't be separated. There can't be any tearing apart of this Hung. this special syllable. It's a profound syllable that's often used to adorn doorways and within a home. So it's something that's very, probably the most significant symbol that's used in Tibetan Buddhism and most generally used, I could say. It represents an unshakable force that holds together knowledge and altruism. So what we know, what we've learned, and how we apply it for the benefit of others through altruistic acts. And it represents purity, so that's why it's important with these breath practices we're taking up. And we want to develop an indivisible harmony between our wisdom or our knowledge and our method and our practice. So these two things go together. So I'd like to close with, first of all, just look at this beautiful letter form. It's interesting. The mind sort of wants to make things of it. Don't try not to do that. Try to take it in as a gestalt. Notice that the blue letter is standing on a lunar disc, representing kind of receptivity of the heart. So that's what that symbol represents, and it's luminosity itself. So I'd like to work with the purification breaths. Hazaradanai Khan gave these with a very special phrase, and here again, I always feel compelled to explain that the cycle of these five breaths are the same, whether you're using them for the purification breaths, the elemental breaths, or the healing breaths, which go along with Yashafi Yakafi. Anayat Khan described these breaths in the practice that he gave with a phrase. And the phrase is, I inhale divine light and life, and I radiate divine life and light. And that's a lot of words if you don't know the practice. So I thought maybe while we're looking at this Tibetan symbol, as Sufis would, we're going to do a practice from the Quran, the beautiful names. And one of them is Nur, divine light. And the other one is Yahai, divine life. So Nur is luminosity itself. It's the very substance of our being. It's what sings and exists within our every pore, this divine light. And Yahai is the perfection of everlasting life. It's energizing, and it gives inner life to the heart. So I would like to now talk about these breaths, and I'll give a few words as we're doing them. As you know, if you've done this breath, the first one is breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. So let's take that breathing in while we're gazing on Hum. Let's breathe in Yanur Yahai, and then breathe out Yahai Yanur. And then breathe in Yanur Yahai, and out Yahai Yanur. So it's cyclical. It's almost, those of you that know about a Tonglen practice, we're receiving divine life and light, and we're giving it out again. So let every fiber of your being sip in this divine light and life, and let it radiate out again, giving it back. Method and altruism, that's what we're talking about. Now, I just have one more thing to say. You can let go of the breath for a moment. This letter, Hum, is not only used in Tibetan Buddhism, but Murshid, in his training of Shafayats and Kafayats, those that are healing conductors and train those who are interested in healing, he used this letter very specifically. And in his instructions, he's given to us to concentrate on this form, take it into our being, and as part of the healing practice, which I will try to conclude with that, we send this Hum. He talks about it as if it's kind of marching off into space, and we can send it to others, we can send it to parts of the world, and it will contain in this seed syllable the energy of our practice that we can then give. So we begin by breathing in the nose and out the nose. And this is, we're purifying through the earth element, and the earth element corresponds to our skin, our flesh and our bones. So those things that are tangible. Breathing in, Yanur, Yahai, and breathing out, Yahai, Yanur. In through the nose and out through the nose. The earth element transitions into the water element by breathing in through the nose and releasing the breath through the mouth. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Of course, the water element corresponds to our blood, our perspiration on hot or humid days, and our saliva. So the water element within our body becomes purified through this breath. Again, we concentrate on this letter visually, whom we breathe in. Yanur, Yahai, and we breathe out, Yahai, Yanur. Fire, water gives rise to fire, and fire is our digestive faculties in our system, the heat in our body, the things that keep us warm. And though heat can also make us perspire, you see the connection with the water element in it. The water can reside on our skin, on the earth element. So the elements are always dancing. But for this practice, we breathe in through the mouth and out through the nose. Ascending. Again, we take in the visualization of the womb, and we breathe in Yanur, Yahai, and we breathe out Yahai, Yanur. Again, divine life and light, divine life and light. In, breathing in through the mouth and out through the nose. The next breath is the element of air. And the air is, of course, the inner workings of our body, the space between all of the cells and molecules, but it's also the breath itself. It's the thing that allows us to expand and contract. And it's the element that gives movement to the world. So we breathe in through the mouth and out through the mouth. Breathing in, Yanur, Yahai, and breathing out, Yahai, Yanur. While visualizing the womb, looking, gazing upon the womb. and the last breath is the element of ether. And ether is the thing that controls all of our activities, but it also absorbs all things. And it is that element that last leaves our body when we leave, when the spirit leaves the body. So it's this all-pervading element that's all-inclusive of all the elements, and it also dissolves all the elements. This breath is very subtle in the nose and out the nose. Think of a great being that's been in meditation for a long period of time and is in a very elevated state. And we breathe in the nose and out the nose. We allow the consciousness to expand. We gaze upon the whom. We breathe in Yahai Yanur. And we breathe out, Yanur Yahai. And we breathe out Yahai Yanur. In the nose and out the nose, very subtly this time, completing the cycle of breath. If you feel comfortable, allow the hum to turn around so it's you're facing the same direction. Allow it to descend through the crown center, residing at the heart, again on top of the moon disc, illuminating the hum. You may see while you're gazing at the image, there's subtle rays coming from the hum. This is what we want to have happen now. From our heart, we see infinite rays of light. And at each end of those rays of light, we see a hum. We send it to all those we love. All those that are in need of food, water, air to breathe, freedom, security, safety, compassion, love, health. Let this become your wish, your altruistic wish. Send it in all directions, and especially those parts of the earth that we know so much in the news, Afghanistan, but so many other places, and especially to our precious earth that is the manifestation of these elements. Radiate infinite rays of light. Send them to your loved ones, those that you know need help, support, kindness, refreshment, upliftment. And now let all the whoms come back on their rays, residing in this one whom in your heart. And you can let it reside there if you wish, or you can just allow it to dissipate into light, filling your whole being and enlivening all the elements. Thank you so much for allowing me this time to bring this practice forward and to share with all of you. I think someone's next. Yes.